Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Disruptive CEO Nation, where company founders, entrepreneurs, and cutting-edge thinkers drop in from around the globe to share startup stories, insider insights, and hard-earned success lessons. Now, here's your host, a woman who mastered business by placing heels on the ground all over the world, having worked with and coached CEOs and senior leaders from over 90 countries, and who wants you to build your best business future, Allison K. Summers.
Well, hello to everybody in Disruptive CEO Nation. This is our first episode of 2022, and this is Allison K. Summers. We are so grateful and appreciative that you are giving us the gift of your time, and hopefully today we have a wonderful New Year's gift for you. So as people start the year, they keep making resolutions, and a lot of the resolutions around health and fitness, and a lot of the resolutions around your career and business. Well, we decided to combine the two things, and we have a fabulous guest today, and that is Jillian Michaels. Now, to my audience, since you are from all over the world, you might not know who Jillian is. In 2008, she launched her company, Empowered Media, but she is a fitness guru. So she is known for being a fitness trainer and certified nutritionist who is helping people all over the world build their happiest and healthiest lives. She, everything from being a TV celebrity to apps to podcasting to streaming to book writing to DVDs to just anything you can imagine, Jillian has touched it all. And we have an absolute treat where I had the opportunity to interview her, and she is going to share a little bit about how she started her business and what she views as business success today. So hold on tight. And then after I have the conversation with Jillian, we are going to talk a little bit about your 2022 goals. Jillian, welcome to this episode of Disruptive CEO Nation. It's so good to see you today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So we talk to amazing founders about the entry point into their startup journey. And so I want to talk about the great things you're doing today, but I'd love to go back and talk about that first bold business move when you opened your first gym, and how you approach the money, because that's a really hard first move.
I don't know if you're going to like this answer. okay, so I literally maxed out every credit card, sold everything I owned that was worth anything. My business partner sold everything she owned that was worth anything. Took angel investments from clients and told them that if I couldn't pay it back, if I went out of business, I'd pay it back in training sessions. What I did have going for me was that I had built a huge clientele. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I could take that clientele and roll it into my facility. So I had learned the business. I had been at other facilities. I understood everything about, you know, working under different medical professionals and insurance billing. And so I was just about ready to kind of like turnkey a space, if you will, because I'd done the work. But that is how I funded it. I'm sure you're going to freaking think that was a terrible idea.
No, I don't. And I think that's the thing though, is what's that first move
that was it.
Everything yeah. else.
That was it, Allison. Yeah, I put it all on the line. But I was young enough to do that, right? So, you know, now with kids at my age, I would mitigate that risk. I was 28 when I began it, 29 when I kind of like got it all up and running. And at that age, I just figured, well, if I lose it all, I guess I'll just declare bankruptcy. Like, you know, now that I'm a little older, life is a little bit different and you mitigate risk more. But yeah, that was pretty bananas at the time.
Well, and then that kind of leads to where I want to go next is, you know, we've watched this great business you've built as a fitness trainer, certified nutritionist, all of these wonderful things. And what I think you've done better than most people is what I call customer rule number 5, and that's recognize shifts, update goals, and realign approaches. And you have done that over and over again, and I know even in the last like 2 years. So can you just share with the listeners a little about one of those recent realignments that you had to do?
Gosh, I mean, look, we're in a time, and I don't mean COVID. I mean, tech-wise, where industries die overnight, right? With the Industrial Revolution, what was that, like a period of 100 years? This is like 5 minutes. Oh, publishing's dead. Oh, network TV's done. Like, just overnight, dead. Completely, like, businesses wiped off the face of the earth with things like an Amazon or a Netflix that just come in, disrupt everything. And everything moves over here or over there. And overnight, newspapers gone. Like, all of these businesses just die. Magazines over. So if you are not capable of being completely present in the moment and flexible, there's no hope. You will go out of business. So whether it was shifting our business from DVDs to apps or shifting our business from books to a YouTube channel, I can get more views on a YouTube channel, or I'm sorry, on a YouTube video overnight than you can now sell copies of a book. And I have 8 best-selling books. So, you know, if you cannot adapt and adjust, then you will become a dinosaur, period, end of story. So again, whether it was books to a YouTube channel, whether it was DVDs to an app, whether it was network TV to, you know, all social media, whether it was the cover of Women's Health magazine to the cover of the App Store, like, you've got to be able to pivot, adapt, and shift. And we constantly are doing that in my company all the time.
Well, like I said, I think you're fabulous at it. And I think the piece that's very admirable is we talk about building sustainable business ecosystems. And you, I know I've heard you speak before about your philosophy about brand promise. And can you just share a few words about your thoughts on brand promise to customers?
Okay. At the end of the day, I don't care if they like you as a person or not. It doesn't matter. If I tell you that I can take 10 pounds off of you in 6 weeks and I do it and you wanted that, well, then you go tell your friend, hey, I just did this thing with this Jillian Michaels program. And because they're like, you look amazing. What did you do? Oh, Jillian Michaels. Right. And it's peer-to-peer endorsement, right? Mm-hmm. It's the best advertising you can get. It's free advertising. And then they're like, they do it. Then they're a friend. Oh, you look amazing. So if you deliver on this promise, not only do you have a repeat customer, you have a before and after or a review, a living, breathing, walking, talking review of your car, your whatever it might be, your fitness app, your whatever product you have. And that grows exponentially. But if the product sucks, you are dead in the water. It is over. I tried that coffee once, hated it, gone. What are you drinking? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with this. It's amazing. It's organic. It's nitro. It's cold brew. It's, you know, it's all sustainable. It's awesome. You got to try it. Oh, awesome. I'll try it. But if the product sucks, you never buy it again, and you certainly don't tell those 10 friends. It's everything to me. Everything, everything. Probably because I am the brand. So even though understanding the business around the brand is critical, and I've learned so much, I can always surround myself with individuals who know what I don't know, right? But being the brand, I know the most important thing is that there is consistency and quality, period.
Jillian, and I think that sums it up. And I so appreciate the value of your time and your generosity in sharing some thoughts with us. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jillian Michaels, and I hope she said something that resonated with you. But let's talk now about your 2022 and about goal setting and about what it is that you want at the end of the year for things to look like. So I have a friend who does this exercise every year, and I've started doing it, and it really is wonderful. And it sounds cheesy. It sounds so elementary school, but it makes sense. And that is find some place to be quiet, to be alone with your thoughts, and write yourself a letter. Write yourself a letter on what the year is going to look like. How are you going to feel when you get to December 31st of 2022? Again, it sounds cheesy, but it is a nice thing to do. I live and die by Moleskine notebooks. Yes, I have all my electronics, but I love Moleskine notebooks, and I buy the ones without any lines because I'm kind of a visual thinker. And sometimes when you put your thoughts into technology, it doesn't always work for me. I am a painted picture kind of strategic planner. And so I buy the Moleskine notebooks that have no lines in them. There are the blank pages. And then I can just fill them with my thoughts and my business goals and draw pictures that help me envision it. In the back of my Moleskine notebook, there's a pocket. And this letter that I write to myself, I stick it in there. And it's amazing to me how much I forget that it's there. And all of a sudden I'll look for something and I'll be like, oh, here's my letter. How am I doing on what I envisioned for the year? So let's go back to the tips from Jillian Michaels. And you might think about some of these for your goal setting or your letter to yourself. The first one is, we talked about her big, bold first move. What is it that you have that you've always wanted to do or you've thought about doing that is not a distractor? It's not a wild herring. It's not an add-on that's not going to move you forward. But what is a big, bold move that would be an accelerator to what you are currently doing? And those big, bold moves, you know, certainly not like Jillian taking out all your debt on your credit cards. That's not what we're endorsing or talking about. But it's really understanding that if I do this and I invest the time and I work at it, there could be a really big payoff for me, whether it's tracking down somebody that I need to connect to, whether it is joining a new circle of influence, an executive coaching group, a new organization that maybe the price of entry is more than I would usually be willing to pay. It's not always what it costs you, it's what it gains you. And so I want you to think about, what is that big move that maybe you need to take this year to change things up for yourself? Could be a class, could be anything. It just doesn't have to be starting a new business. The second thing I want you to think about is, in your current channel, what is your brand promise and how are you delivering on that? You know, Jillian gave a lot of good insights about peer-to-peer selling. And I think we have an interview coming up that you're going to listen to soon with Ryan Alford from Radical Company. And you know, we need to say goodbye to the terms B2C and B2B, business to business and business to consumer. It is about B2H. It is about business to human. And Ryan Alford, he talks about this in an interview that you're going to hear soon. And nobody wants to buy from a corporation anymore. Everybody wants to have a personal relationship. And think about this brand promise. Think about how much Jillian has pivoted and changed in her career to stay on top. But it's not just about staying on top. I think you can hear in her words how much she really believes in the mission and what she is on path to do and deliver for people. And that comes to our point number three. What have you been doing in the last couple of years, or what have you done in 2021 that you need to recognize that you might need to pivot, adapt, and shift? And it's not that you have to go all in. You know, you might say, let's reshift our business focus so that 80% of our time and energy is going to what we know works. But now it's time to take 20% of our time and energy and use the sandbox in the playground. You know, we need to go play with TikTok and see if we can get traction there. We need to try this new product and try it in a very segmented market to see if we can get any pickup. You need to always have a portion of your business that's future forward, and thinking about how you're going to pivot, adapt, and shift. You do not want to be the blockbuster of business. You want to be thinking about what is coming up next. And I apologize if that reference is old for some people. The other thing that Jillian came through very clearly saying is, you are the brand. And so this is the time in your letter to yourself to talk about how you are reinventing you for 2022. And the reinvention of you can come in all sorts of different ways. It could be physical health. I am an A-type personality. I tend to run myself so hard that I hit points where I literally am useless to anybody. And I know that for me, particularly as I age, that is something I need to better manage, because I am the brand. And without me, things don't happen for my professional life, for my employees, and my personal life with my kids, or when I am pouring into people like you through my books and podcasts. If I don't take care of myself, that falls to pieces. The other thing about being me as a brand is I need to think about how I show up in the world, where I show up in the world, and do I need to make some changes to that? And so these are just a few things that I wanted to share with you as you start looking and planning ahead. I hope you have a huge boost of energy to carry you through the year. I am always grateful if you reach out and send me a note. If there's any value in these podcasts for you, you can reach me at connect@AllisonKSummers.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. I am Allison Summers Chicago. So please, please connect with me on LinkedIn. Also, if you haven't picked up my book, I'm going to push it again. And it's mainly because, like Jillian, I believe there's really good things in that book for you. Not every piece is for everybody, but there might be something in you that you read it and it lights up for this year. And so the book is Building Your Brand, Make Business Happen in a Global Economy. It's got some wonderful case studies from guests that we have had right here on this podcast. So check it out. Please share, review, tell people about this podcast in 2022 so that we can grow our audience and together we can all elevate our business game. Because as I always say, better business knowledge equals better business results. So thank you again. Hey, everybody, always keep your eye on the future and always be disruptive. Until we speak again, have a great week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.